And you're sitting at the dinner table with, let's see, an ex-world champion here, the current world champion here, a director sportif that's worked with these two riders for many years, and the favourite conversation in pro tour teams, apart from video games and all the rest of it, is training.
Professional cycling has secrets. And to be clear, I'm not talking about the omerta, the conspiracy of silence attached to the dark side of cycling. Nope, I'm talking about the many thousands of people directly involved on the inside.
The chef, the massage therapist, the bus driver, the DS, the team owner, everyone is actually really interested. Everyone has an opinion on training, which is sometimes good and sometimes bad. But given that it's such a passionate topic and everyone that works in cycling is so passionate, the information, if you've got your ears open, goes across the dining table.
What do these people know about training and performance? The information about the sport that is both shared and hidden. This, to me, is the most interesting place to find ideas for your cycling. And we're opening up the professional cycling and sports world and asking the question, what can we learn from the professional cycling and sports world? My name's Damien Roos, and I'm here to give you a seat at the table with cycling professionals from riders such as Mick Rogers.
It's having the doubt in the mind that I think is a killer factor. You know, I didn't want to be put into a position where, you know, you're there to do in a Tour de France stage and it's down to 10 guys and, you know, you have your leader there and it's my job to, you know, to bury it. I just didn't really want to be in that position where, yeah, I should bury it, but, you know, at the top of my head, there's my heart. Maybe I shouldn't just push that last 1% because, you know, my heart might not like it. So that was, in essence, the reason why I stopped.
To leading researchers.
Taking a look around, it became very clear to me that some people were better at handling things than others. So it wasn't just about technique and it wasn't just about brute strength in the gym. It was also about what went on between people's ears and between training sessions as well. So, yeah, that was a big part for me.
So whether you're an avid fan who never misses a pro race or you're training regularly, we'll take you inside. My world.